Republicans praise Elise Stefanik as stabilizing force in speakership race. By Wendell Hasebo on October 26, 2023. Republicans roundly applauded GOP conference chair Elise Stefanik, RNY, on Wednesday for providing leadership and stability during the hard-fought 22-day speakership battle on Capitol Hill. During the disorder and confusion, Stefanik, the fourth-highest-ranking House Republican, remained on the sidelines of the speakership race while organizing the conference with meetings and endorsements of nominees. She gave a rousing nominee speech on the House floor for Representative Jim Jordan, RO, and redoubled her effort in a nominating speech for newly elected House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA. After the successful vote, she delivered a welcoming speech and urged unity on the Capitol steps. In a difficult circumstance, she has stayed above the fray and put the conference, party and country ahead of other considerations, Representative Mike Lawler, RNY, told Politico Wednesday. If I were a potential candidate running for the speakership, Elise Stefanik is the first person I would want on my side. Former Congressman John Sweeney, RNY, echoed Lawler. Stefanik's senior advisor, Alex DeGrasse, told Breitbart News Stefanik's goal was to unify the conference by running a fair process. Chairwoman Stefanik was laser-focused on unifying the House Republican Conference to elect the next Speaker of the House, coordinating with the Speaker pro tempore, our candidates, and every member of the conference to run a fair and thorough process that elected our next Speaker. DeGrasse also praised Johnson as a servant leader whom the New York Congresswoman will work closely with to defeat President Joe Biden's failed leadership. Speaker Mike Johnson is the epitome of a servant leader who loves America. Chairwoman Stefanik looks forward to working with Speaker Johnson and all members of the conference to go on offense against Joe Biden's disastrous agenda, reigning in reckless spending, promoting energy independence, and bringing accountability through strong oversight, he said. Related, Elise Stefanik delivers speech backing Mike Johnson for Speaker to thunderous applause. Stefanik's stack during the race highlights her focus on using her conference chair position to trounce House Democrats in 2024, a long-term objective to win a greater majority come the next political cycle. It's resisting a lot of contrary temptations and just doing your job and doing it well, New York Republican Party chair Ed Cox told Politico. That gains you a lot of respect, and quiet respect is the coin of the realm in the House of Representatives. Republican House members elected Stefanik to conference chair in 2021. Former President Donald Trump endorsed her conference bid after the two developed a strong relationship during Representative Nancy Pelosi's, DCA, impeachment attempts. Her advancement was a mega-hit among populist Republicans, who distrusted her predecessor, warmonger and Democrat-allied Liz Cheney, RY, as Trump dubbed her. Stefanik immediately got to work by raising money for House Republicans, one of her primary responsibilities, initiating a PAC to support women House candidates, and invigorating media engagement. Her efforts paid off. Republicans took back the House in 2022 by partly flipping four seats in New York State, securing a slim but important majority. As chairwoman of the House Republican Conference, I am proud of the hard work of all our members to deliver legislative victories and results, Stefanik told Breitbart News in August. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.